Hello, my friends. Welcome to day 7 of the fast meditations. So today I wanted to talk about the sexual energy. And I wanted to share that it's very common that during the fast, when you're trying to be so godly and so pure and so lovely, to suddenly be disrupted by the thought of sex in the midst of your godliness and be thinking like, God, come on, man, I'm trying here to be all spiritual, to be in the kingdom, and you know, and this is like messing up my game, you know, it's like dragging me down to the earthly realm. And I wanted to share that this is so common, and in fact, it is a signal that your soul is growing if you choose to interpret the signal in one of two ways. So basically, the majority of the time when we have a flash in our mind of something sexually oriented or like an urge of some sort, and sex in yoga is actually described as a energy, like it is something that arises in you, and it's a force, like it's powerful stuff. So, and the thing is that when this thing comes to our mind, like a flash of something, in yoga, like basically the reproductive region where it deals with creativity of like thoughts, of memories, of creating things, being productive, like just art, all of it comes from this reproductive region. It's like a little below your belly button and a little above your groin. And this whole region is responsible for creating stuff in your life, all kinds of things, whether it be material objects, mental objects, and spiritual life. Human beings are also made there. They're stored there. They're like kept and protected there. So it's a beautiful energy. And in fact, in yoga, what they say is that the reason why we've been created in this life is because we saw how God created and we wanted to create like him. So he in fact gifted us this faculty of being able to create life itself, which is the human life, the noblest of all species on this kingdom, if the potentialities, of course, are revealed and worked upon. And so this sexual energy is actually one of those things, and the Baha'i equivalent in terms of a quote is that all men were created to bring forth an ever-advancing civilization, or every man is endowed with a post of honor in which he must not desert. So in our professions, we're all given certain qualities and gifts to be able to create stuff, all kinds of stuff, whether it be a material object, thought, like creative writing, and like spiritually creating, like in all, and creating a life, like in all shapes of force, like this capacity can be expressed in life. However, whenever we haven't really been on a societal mass level, been trained in how to deal with our urges, we know that in the Baha'i writing, sex is not seen as taboo. It's not seen as shame. It's not seen as something. It is a gift from God. It is truly like a blessing, really. But it must be used appropriately channeled in the correct avenue. So we know in the Baha'i writings, sex outside of marriage is not allowed. And of course, there are many reasons to that. Spiritually, I mean, the laws in yoga, I mean, it gets very specific. So if you would like to know why that is, like, it is a good explanation that will not will really help you to obey that law. So, but what I wanted to talk more about is that we, I think, as the younger generation or people who haven't gotten married yet, to obey this law is hard. It's intense. But I don't think we've also been given many tools to be able to know how to address it. And so one of the things that I wanted to say is that your brain tries to help you out in so many ways to be able to create in this world, whether it be bringing forth an idea with eloquent speech, making pottery, making plates, making art, weaving, doing some artistic crafting, all kinds of things, in addition to creating life. So every time your brain gives you a signal of sex, like literally the flash is of a human and a male, a female and a male mating together, that is like the signal that your mind gives you that, uh-oh, you need to create. And oftentimes we just, you say, like, think that that means, oh, I'm horny, like, oh, like, and you're like, oh my God, I just need to shut this down because, you know, I'm not married yet, or like, I can't express this in this way, or if I do, I'm going to feel guilty, yada, 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 all of these things. Whereas actually, in reality, at least within the spiritual reality, every time you create, God wants you to bring forth perfection. And what this signal of your mind will give you to embody that perfection is the highest of its form, which is the act of sex, which is to create human life. So whenever we have a thought, another way in which we can see whether or not our sexual thought forms or energies are a little bit distorted, perhaps maybe this energy is in a, like, perhaps if you get a flash of an image in which it would not create life, like, you know, biologically that's not possible to create life, or you see flashes of things, I don't know. I mean, it could be this expression in multiple different ways, perhaps to even different species, perhaps to people not of age. So there could be many levels to this flash that it would give you. And what is important to do in this time, whenever you get a flash like this, is first to be able to ask your spirit a question. What is your mind trying to tell you? Because I guarantee that it's not trying to tell you that you're perverted or you're sick or that this. But it is a flash of something. Even if it is inappropriate, I wish for you to be able to look at that mental flash, which we know we are not our minds. And Abdu'l-Bahá explains there are many thoughts that we have that are absolutely pointless, like the waves in the sea. Like, they just come up and go. And that's it. And really all you need to do is just observe it pass. When we have a flash of an image that is so horrific, then we, instead of just allowing it to pass like any wave, we're like, oh my God, I can't believe I have this in my mind. Or, oh my God, this, like, I must be evil, I must be awful, I must be, you know, I begin to identify with the mind. And in fact, in yoga, this is actually called like a mental illness, that there is no separation between the thing that is seen and the seer. So you are the seer. The soul is the seer. And the thing that is being seen is through the faculty of the mind, like the intelligence of the body, through these kinds of things. The way you can choose to interpret it, and in fact, a more laudable way of thinking about it, because if you really think about it, the amount of times we get this flash is disproportionate to the amount of times that we could actually healthily perform the act. Like, we get the flash of insight you could say, this creative insight much more regularly. Like, even if you were to every single time express sex, whenever you had this thought form, you would be physically exhausted. Like, this would, like, you would collapse. You would not be able to do it. So clearly it must be for a higher purpose and not always expressed in the act of sex. In fact, that sort of thinking is our animalistic side, which we know we have. We are aware that we have it, but we also need to strive to be godly, to be spiritual, to develop our spiritual faculties. And even when our mind shows us a flash of sex, it's basically our mind telling us in one shape or form, you have a creative force rising within you. Use it, channel it, guide it, direct it. And so so when this moment arises, one of the faculties that we know as a rational soul that we have is to be able to distinguish between truth and falsehood, pure and impure, real and unreal. So this distinguishing factor, whenever a sexual urge arises in you, especially during the fast, because, and I'll tell you why it arises more in the fast. One is that you have more time. Two is that there is, each hour is given an attribute, a divine virtue in this hour. So the creative attribute is going to be heightened as well. As well as there's more silence. In order for you to be able to create, you need to have space. You need to have silence. So the fact that you are no longer going to lunch, snacking in between, these are provided pockets of space in your life. So it is only natural, expected, and almost, it's like it's meant to be there. So if you do feel it, what I wish for God's life and yours and your own spiritual growth is to not go in the judgmental route, to be like, oh my God, I can't believe, or to shame yourself, or to feel fear, or to feel guilt. The mind does not have power over your soul. It will gain power unless you give it power. So if you think, whenever a thought arises in your mind and you think, oh my God, that's so horrific, then you're basically giving power to your thoughts. And we know not all thoughts are useful, constructive, or purposeful. There's a lot of sewage and garbage that we need to actually sift, like we're trying to find gold. And so this faculty of being able to discern what is gold and what is sewage is something that needs to be tested and refined. So what I wish you to do in this moment, in this period of time, whenever you get this thought form, is to channel, is to speak to yourself, spend a moment of silence, to be able to ask a question to your soul, to be like, thank you for giving me that signal, that mental signal to help me out, to create more abundance, more life, more fruit, bring into fruition things. Now let's have a deeper conversation about what that could be. So another good thing is that to have an abundance of things around you, not to distract you, but projects in which you've always wanted to work on, to be like, okay, anytime I have this thought that I cannot appropriately express it, is to channel it in through this way. And I also would like you to know that artists do not have sex in moments of high time of creation, because it's like you're channeling that energy to someone else rather than to something or some thought or some idea or through music or whatnot. So in this spiritual high time, you want to harness that energy, that spiritual force into your spiritual growth. And into creation, into reminding yourself of the purpose of why you're here on this earth. And it is not to just be earthly. It is not for your wings to be sullied by the earthly dust. It is for us to clean it. And especially during this time of the fast, we're all about purification. And especially almost cleansing what our thoughts are about this energy. Still within the Baha'i community, I think we get a lot of... There is not much of an openness to speak about this openly, especially for young people who are just simply not supposed to have sex. I mean, this doesn't allow for new understandings to arise. And so even another thing that one could do whenever you get this thought is to learn more about this energy. I mean, we know on the internet there's so many things that we can Google. This time, like, actually think of Googling the spiritual aspects of sex. Like, what does it mean? How can you harness it? How can you advance it? I can tell you on the internet, they use words like sexual transmutation, like channeling the energy a little differently. I'm sure there are many other words that describe this force. But it is one that I think really could potentially propel us forward in life when harnessed correctly. So I wish for you in this period of the fast to be able to guide it, to channel it, and to take control of it. To not think that you're just like, oh, I got nothing. Well, I just gotta go with it, or I just kind of give into it, you know, and express it in a way that probably will bring me shame or guilt. It doesn't make me feel good in the end, even when you express it differently. Like, you completely loosen the reins. So this is an opportunity that one could use, and I hope that you exercise this, and hopefully there will be a meditation to guide you throughout how to pose questions to yourself, and you could use that to ask these types of questions as well.